This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Foreign Ministry of South Sudan announced Tuesday the warring factions in Sudan have agreed in principle to a 7-day ceasefire beginning Thursday. The ceasefire deal was announced as more airstrikes and shooting and large plumes of smoke could be seen rising above Khartoum, disrupting the latest short-term truce. The statement released by the Foreign Ministry of South Sudan, which had offered to mediate the conflict, said its president, Salva Kiir, stressed the importance of a longer truce and of naming envoys to peace talks to which both sides had agreed. The credibility of the reported ceasefire deal between Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan and paramilitary Rapid Support Forces leader General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo was unclear given the rampant violations that undermined previous ceasefire agreements. Meanwhile, Canada's Foreign Minister of Foreign Affairs, Melanie Joly, Tuesday called on the warring factions to honor any and all ceasefire agreements, to all humanitarian groups to get aid to the people of Sudan. Speaking in Nairobi alongside her Kenyan counterpart, Foreign Minister Alfred Mutua, Joly called on Sudan to respect humanitarian law.
The UN must be able to do its work, and so it is important that people in Sudan have access to food, to water, to medicine. There's right now 59 hospitals of the 79 hospitals that are closed. That's unacceptable. Humanitarian law must be respected, and this is a clear message that Canada is sending to the two generals.
Kenya's Foreign Minister Mutua said President William Ruto supports the UN in its humanitarian efforts. He said Kenya also stands ready to host any peace talks that may come for Sudan. More information on this story can be found on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine ambassador to Britain, Vadim Prostyko, said Tuesday wet weather has delayed much of the anticipated counteroffensive against Russian forces in Ukraine. In an interview with Britain's Sky News, Prostyko said muddy conditions are not conducive to operating tanks and other armored vehicles. I apologize. Prostyko said Ukraine is grateful for the support they've received from allies as the lengthy conflict has driven the war in Ukraine from the headlines and front pages by other global issues. The Biden administration is asking for troops to be sent to the U.S.-Mexican border ahead of an expected migrant surge later this month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Pandemic-era restrictions that let the U.S. turn away tens of thousands of migrants from the border will expire next week. Officials say the administration wants to send 1,500 troops there to focus on administrative tasks while Customs and Border Protection agents shift to the field. The administration's already made major changes to tighten the border ahead of time. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas said last week illegal immigrants should know they cannot use the end of the restrictions to flood in.
Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot has died at the age of 84 at a hospital in Toronto, according to his representative. AP Entertainment correspondent Marge Zoraletta has a look at his life.
If you could read my mind.
Gordon Lightfoot's early jobs were at a bank, delivering linens, and as a square dancer on TV. He was living in a condemned building when he met fellow musician Ronnie Hawkins and became part of the folk scene in Toronto.
Carefree Highway.
Lightfoot's hits include Carefree Highway, Sundown, If You Could Read My Mind, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Lightfoot once said he took situations and wrote poems about them.
The legend lives on.
Lightfoot had planned to tour even this year. He had played more than 1,500 concerts. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The U.S. Surgeon General says loneliness poses health risks as deadly as smoking a dozen cigarettes a day, costing the U.S. health industry billions of dollars annually. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy's report issued Tuesday says about half of U.S. adults say they've experienced loneliness. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.